This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. RTD's light rail line in Aurora is still not running its full route nearly 2 weeks after a train derailed there. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has an update.
The R line mostly directly runs along Interstate 225, except here, near the Aurora Town Center Mall. When it was planned 20 years ago, Aurora city leaders wanted the train to split away from the freeway so it could serve the mall and other developments. But that meant sharp curves like this one, at Sable and Exposition, where trains must slow to 10 miles an hour. Video of the derailment suggests the train was going a whole lot faster, though RTD says it's still investigating. This is the second derailment here in the last 3 years. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Nearly 30% of adults in Colorado have experienced hate crimes in the last 5 years. That's according to a recent study by Hate Free Colorado. Spokesman Jeremy Shaver says the organization now plans to present their findings to law enforcement agencies.
People who actually said they were actively considering leaving the state or were already making plans to leave because they felt like this wasn't the place for them because they were targeted because of their identity.
Hate Free Colorado is a coalition of nonprofits. Cannabis revenue in Colorado is still at a record low. Experts believe the drop in sales is due to a combination of inflation, stricter purchasing limits, and market saturation. The state saw a 26% decline in taxes and fees collected this summer compared to last summer. Right now in Denver, it's 65 degrees and partly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.